New provincial government here with the NDP. One of the first orders of business was to restore some of the education funding cutbacks to the tune of, what, $107 million or something like that. Provides a little bit more economic certainty to our local school boards here.
We have one of the most challenged public school boards in all the province, given our individual and unique circumstances here in the Bow Valley. And that's something that education funding does not take into account. It is a blanket, one size fits all for the entire province, which means that some school boards do well, others don't. The NDP government has reinstated funding for new students, which is huge. We have a really booming province, or we did, price of oil, but we still are growing. I think one of the next big issues moving forward is going to be a new contract with teachers and the teachers' union. And right now the debate is whether or not the province should stick to the process they did in the past, which was the province doing it for all school boards, and all school boards had to abide by that agreement. That does not work for Canmore, because one of the issues we face is that we have the best and most amazing and experienced teachers in the province who, because of that experience, are higher on their pay scale. We got it so good, it's bad.
Yeah, no kidding. I wonder if one of the other things the NDP will tackle is sort of the imbalance between what our municipalities send out to the province and what we actually get back with education funding.
Yeah, and that's a huge Canmore issue too, because you look at our assessment, what was it, like $19 billion in property here, because property taxes are based on assessment. They pull out a lot of money and not as much as they give back, and it is an imbalance and it is an issue. And it used to be the fact that our local school board could set the requisition on the property taxes to fund what they needed. Is that a process to look at? New government, this is the best time to have discussions about what the future should look like and changes. And I think that we have a very progressive and intelligent, experienced school board that is going to lead the way in this province with those discussions.